in and around Cebu. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and along with Gil Cardon, I am station co-manager. But until recently, I was a Cebu board member. And today, I'd like to let you know more about why Cebu has a board, the role that board members play, and how also you could become a board member. Indeed, the Cebu Board of Directors is looking to fill two open seats by appointment, one for a term ending in September 2017 and one for a term ending in September 2018. The deadline to apply is February 18 of this month. Go to kboo.fm or call the station for more information about applying. So let me tell you a bit more about why I joined the board, my experience, and the job duties and responsibilities of a board member. Since I first came to Cebu in 2011, I have received gift after gift from this radio station and community. Listening to Cebu in itself is a gift, but my involvement with the Bread and Roses Collective helped me expand my mind and strengthen my journalistic and production skills. All the classes I attended gave me free access to so much knowledge and to other volunteers ready to share what they knew. The reputation that comes with mentioning Cebu has opened so many doors for me in Portland. And the most important gift of all, the Cebu community, which reminds me every day that I'm not alone, that many other people care about creating a more equitable, just, and peaceful society. And the Cebu community has been at it for almost 50 years. Taking care of our community is everybody's business. That's one of our house rules at Cebu, and it is how we can make it all happen. When everyone contributes a little, we can make big things happen. My experience as a teacher and trainer became one of the first ways I contributed to giving back to the community, teaching classes and mentoring. But 2 years ago, I saw that the board was looking for members, and I applied, hoping I could use my experience in nonprofit management to serve our community. Cebu is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, which requires a board of director to be the governing body of the organization. Cebu is also a membership organization, which means that members elect board members once a year through a democratic election process. Our elections usually take place in August and September. But there are times when board members leave the board for personal reasons, maybe, or because they become a Cebu staff, in my case, and that leaves a seat open on the board. And then in that case, the current board members appoint the new board members. So if you choose to become a candidate for the two current open seats, you will be appointed by the current board members. To apply, you will need to go to kboo.fm or maybe stop by the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland to pick up a packet. The board asks that you fill out a questionnaire and write a 500-word statement explaining why you want to join. If you apply, plan to attend the next Cebu Board of Directors meeting, which will be on February 27th. And again, the deadline to apply is February 18th. Before you make your decision, let me read from the job description for board members. First of all, to be a board member, you must be a Cebu member. If you are not yet a Cebu member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today or by calling right now 877-500-5266. You must have at least 12 to 15 hours a month to dedicate to board businesses and activities. In accordance with the Cebu Foundation bylaws, the board shall exercise all the powers of the foundation and perform all acts the board deems in the best interests of the foundation and its members, subject to the restriction of law. The board shall direct the officers and staff in the use, control, and maintenance of the property of the foundation and shall be responsible for all broadcasting by KBOO Radio. So now here are the requirements to be on the board. Attend monthly board meetings as scheduled by the board. Serve on at least one standing committee of the board, which requires about 1 to 2 evening meetings per month, and ensure that there is written reports that are submitted from those committees to the board. And I will tell you more about committees because these are very important. And even if you do not want to become a board member, you might be still interested in serving on one of these committees, which are absolutely open to all KBOO volunteers and members. Next, you will need to attend the annual foundation meeting in September. This is a great event. Also serve on ad hoc committee, maybe on occasion, and attend one board retreat each year, which is usually a weekend in October and November. So here were the requirements for board members. Not that bad, I would say. And here are the duties of the board as an entity. So together, the board holds legal responsibility for broadcast and licenses, select and set the compensation of the station manager. Gil and myself were just hired by the board of directors with the help of a hiring team, which was comprised of KBOO staff, board members, and volunteers. Also delegate to the station manager by authority to implement board plans and the authority to manage KBOO. Provide short-term and long-range plan of priorities, task for implementation by the station manager. We just finished creating a 3-year strategic plan. Evaluate and approve short-term and long-term range plan for committee of the board. Support the station manager in the implementation of plans. Review major station policies, strategies, organizational structures, budgets, etc. Annually evaluate the performance of the station manager, monitor the financial structure and process of the station, approve the selection of the primary legal counsel and outside auditors, individually serve as advisor to the station manager, approve policy related to staff development and training, annually monitor and review personal policies and benefit plans, ensure compliance with all federal, state, and local laws affecting the foundation, approve membership benefits and rights not defined by the bylaws. That seems like a lot, but this is why there are 12 members on the board with diverse experiences and skills and background. There are also several committees, as I was saying earlier, that keep the work moving in between board meetings. So to be a board member, you must also make a commitment to learn about and understand the station's operations, staffs and volunteers, types of programming offered, and important issues. Also, you must make a commitment to prepare adequately for board and committee meetings in order to be effective. And finally, you must make a commitment to a volunteer-based organization, to the KBOO charter, and the mission of our community radio. Now, let me tell you a bit about the committees at KBOO. If you become a board member, it is a requirement that you serve on at least one committee. But these committees are also comprised of KBOO staff, listeners, and volunteers. So again, if you do not want to be a KBOO board member, but maybe you would like to join one of these committees, please do so. So first, let me tell you about the Community Advisory Board. That is a group that meets quarterly, November, February, May, and August. And so the next meeting is coming up on Tuesday, February 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. The Community Advisory Board advises the KBOO Board with respect to whether the programming and other policies of the station are meeting the specialized educational and cultural needs of the communities served by the station. Next is the event committee, or event squad as we like to call it. They meet on the third Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. This committee coordinates events and outreach for KBOO. Engineering committee meets on the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. and this committee supports the engineering department. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of every month at 5 p.m. This committee oversees KBOO's finances. They meet monthly to discuss the current financial state of KBOO, develop budget, and give financial advice. Also, the Personnel Committee that meets on the second Monday of the month at 6 p.m. to discuss personnel-related policies and procedures and make recommendations to the board. The Programming Advisory Committee meets on the second Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. The Programming Committee works with the program staff at KBOO to evaluate programs, develop programming ideas, and support. The Nominating Committee meets in connection with organizing the KBOO annual meeting, but also overseeing the KBOO election process, and that committee also meets pretty infrequently, but they are actively planning right now. And so please do email me, del@kboo.fm, if you are interested to help organize the KBOO Foundation's annual meeting. We'll be meeting in just a couple weeks. And then finally, the Strategic Planning Support Work Group that also meets ad hoc and helps with long-term development and long-term strategic planning and reporting at KBOO. So here it is, folks. Lots of info about the board, what it does, and what you would be expected of if you were to decide to apply. Again, the KBOO Board of Directors is looking to fill two open seats by appointment, one for a term ending in September 2017, and one for a term ending in September 2018. And the deadline to apply is February 18th of this month. Go to kboo.fm or stop by the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland to either download or pick up a packet. But before I leave you, let me mention one event that is going on in the community this week that we hope you make. This would be Contessa de la Luna's Wild West Jamboree and Variety Show at the Clinton Street Theater, happening on February 9th at 7 p.m. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m. This year, Contessa de la Luna brings you a real authentic Western Jamboree and Variety Show. Live performances by Contessa de la Luna and special guest accordion performances by Courtney Vondrell from Three Leg Torso. Again, that's Thursday, February 9th at 7, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. And all proceeds benefit KBOO, your community radio. And don't forget also the fabulous hostess, Contessa de la Luna of the world-famous Confessional, is on every Sunday at midnight on KBOO 90.7 FM. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and for supporting our community radio station.
Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, The Brainwashing of My Dad, will play Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. In The Brainwashing of My Dad, Jen Senko tries to understand the transformation of her father from a non-political, lifelong Democrat to an angry right-wing fanatic, and asks questions about who owns the airwaves and what responsibility the government has to keep the airwaves truly fair, accurate, and accountable to the truth. filmmaker will be present at the screening. Again, that's The Brainwashing of My Dad, Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, with multiple locations throughout Portland. Open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and offering coffee, artisan breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Namaste Indian Cuisine, located at 1403 Northeast Widler Street. Open every day with lunch and dinner buffets serving vegetarian and non-vegetarian items from 11 to 9:30 p.m. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday till 10 p.m., and Sunday 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Faye with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you.
All right, thank you, audience, for listening to us. We have a great show today, and we have a host of great people.